God, you're great. Yes, you are. Yes, God, you're an awesome God. You are the Father of all fathers this morning, Father. And we thank you this morning, God. We give you glory this morning, God. We give you honor this morning, God. We thank you for being God above all and above all else, God. We thank you this morning, Father, for being our Father, God. In a time like this, we need you, Father. And we bless you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for all the fathers, oh God, throughout this land and country. All the fathers, oh God, in kingdom, oh God. All the fathers beyond, oh God. And we ask that you begin to groom them the more, oh God, to raise up families and children, oh God, that will hear what thus says the Lord and that will hear and obey. We bless you this morning in Jesus' name. We say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can be seated. Amen. And I'm going to sit down, not because I want to. Amen. But because I need to. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. This morning, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. A happy Father, a blessed life. Amen. Used to say, people have a saying, they say, happy wife, happy life. Amen. I'm going to say, happy Father, blessed life. Amen. You know, many of us, and we won't be long this morning. Many of us grew up with our fathers. Many of us grew up without our fathers. Amen. Many of us grew up knowing who our daddy or father was, and many of us grew up not knowing who our daddy or father was. Amen. But all of us know that we have a Father. Amen. Who cares, a Father who can. We have a Father who loves us unconditionally. We have a Father who takes care of our every need. We have a Father, oh God, who puts us in our place when we need to be put in our place. We have a Father, amen, who holds us, oh God, in his unchanging hands. We have a Father who holds on to us when we need to be held on to. We have a Father, praise the Lord, who provides for us when we need to be provided for. We have a Father who gives us things just because we want them sometimes. We have a Father, oh God, who loves on us. And when we say unconditionally, we have a Father who loves us even when we don't act like we what? Love him. Amen? Happy Father. Blessed life. So the joy of the Lord this morning, the Lord who is our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. His name is holy, amen. Our Father who loves us, amen. Happy Father, blessed life. The Father who loves me, amen, in spite of me. The Father who sees about me in spite of me, amen. We have a happy Father. We have a what? Blessed life, amen. When we make God happy, oh, Lord Jesus, what a blessed life we can have. Happy Father, blessed life. So many of us, we know our dads, we know our daddies, amen. We know our father, and many of us don't. We didn't get the opportunity to meet the person that seeded us into this world. But I'm getting ready to tell you, we're still not what? Fatherless. Amen. Amen. And many of us have a tendency to think that because we say that men who are raised by just women and raised without their dads aren't going to be strong men. Well, we stand to tell the devil this morning that he is a what? Liar. Amen. For from many women who had to raise those children, whether the fathers died, whether the fathers were never there, whether the fathers left, whether the fathers are coming and going, for many of those women, they understood, amen, that there was a father in their children's life. and they allow God the Father, I'm going to talk about myself, allow God the Father to intercede, amen, and to raise those children up, amen. And they have been raised to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his what? His might, amen. I don't have my daddy's last name. You have a father, amen. Come on. Who can give you your what? Your name. I didn't get a chance to meet my daddy's family, amen. Live with the family that God ordained for you to live with, amen. To grow up with, amen. Many of us moan and whine and cry about the dads who walk away. But what about the children who don't have the mother or the father that were responsible, I say, for seeding them into this world, for birthing them into this world, amen, amen. But those children who may be adopted, amen, have sometimes, many times, a better life than those who were born into the family, amen, because that child means so much to that mother and father who may have received them or took them in, amen, and it may be that they weren't able to produce, you see, from the physical realm, but they were able to produce, you see, from the spiritual realm. And when we receive our children in the spirit, amen, even for those of us that birth children or those fathers that nurture and raise those children up, amen, you still have to raise those children in the admonition and the spirit of the Lord, amen. So when God is the father to the fathers, we can't lose, amen. We can't lose. Happy father, blessed life. I'm just going to share a few scriptures with you this morning. Let me just talk about Father's Day for a minute, though. While Mother's Day, let me share this with you, still surpasses Father's Day in popularity, at least among the card sellers and the florists. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Fathers are equally deserving of praise. We know Mother's Day is big. Father's Day, though, is equally deserving of praise. Accordingly, some credit the Father's Day celebration to a young lady by the name of Sonora Smart Dodd for honoring her father, a veteran of the Civil War, who raised his family as a single dad when his wife died giving birth to their sixth child. A little history this morning. To show her appreciation for her father's efforts, after listening to a church sermon on Mother's Day in 1909, Sonora initially suggested that there should be a day to celebrate him and other dads like him in the state in which they lived and farmed at that time. After much campaigning, the first Father's Day was held in Washington State on June 19, 1910. How many of you knew that history this morning? Although Father's Day was celebrated throughout the United States as an official day for dads, after that date, it was in 1966. That's not that long ago. Lyndon B. Johnson, president at that time, through an executive order, designated the third Sunday in June as the official day to celebrate Father's Day. It wasn't until 1972, some of us getting born by then, amen, during the Nixon administration, that Father's Day was officially recognized as a national holiday. So today we honor fathers, but every day we honor what? Our father. Happy father, blessed life, amen? If you can do what your father directs you to do, fathers direct us, they guide us, they nurture us, they lift us up, amen? Amen. They cuddle us. They provide for the household. Amen. Amen. And I know this may sound foreign to many of us because we didn't grow up like that. But we also didn't grow up maybe with those father of our children right there. But this is what a father was designed to do by God. Amen. Was to be the head of the household. He was designed, amen, to nurture those children, to care for that wife, amen. Word of God tells him to love his wife, amen. Word of God tells him to love his wife. He was designed to be the as we call it, the breadwinner, amen? He was designed, I tell you. But see, with everything that God designed, sin got in the way and caused a little confusion, amen? But the family was designed by God, with the father leading, amen? So we don't have to worry about the fact that we don't have physical fathers in place all the time, because we have our spiritual father. Happy father, blessed life. If we, because I live on the joy of the Lord being my strength, if we cause God to be happy, we're going to be stronger than stronger than strong. Amen. If we allow God to minister to us, God to lead us, God to do those things, what? Provide. Do what? Love on us. Amen. Cuddle us. Amen. Hold us. Somebody saying, how to, oh, let me tell you, when you get wrapped up in the Spirit of God, go through something and need God to just hold you. Amen. You can feel the presence of the Lord. That's why you got to build that relationship with him. So when you're struggling and you don't know which way to turn, he will. When you begin to turn to him, you'll feel him, amen, surround you, amen, encamp you with angels who are guarding you, amen. Your father protects you, amen. He protects us from the time we get up in the mornings, walk out of our doors, get in our cars, go on our jobs, come to our worship service, go to the store, do this, do that. He is already protecting us till we get back, amen? When he's covering our home, the Father is the protector. Sometimes I say, I'm so glad I might have ADT security, but I have God security, amen? Amen? And I declare and decree over everything that's mine, my family, my home, my husband, amen? But the very things that God has blessed in my life, that if the enemy should reach his hand to any of those things, that God security is going to take him out and it's going to take him down. We've got to believe God at face value. Genesis 18 and 9, and we almost done, y'all, says, for I have chosen him so that he will direct his children, listen to this, and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Now, y'all know we live under the promises of Abraham. God promised Abraham everything. Amen? So we live under the promises. God promised the descendants of Abraham. Amen? Because we are descendants, amen, adopted into the family. Now, I talked about that adoption. Now, y'all know we adopted into the family. So we special, amen? He said, come on over here, I'll take y'all. I'll see about y'all too. He had his family here, come on. But he said, come on, y'all come on too. Amen? Many of us have pulled children into our lives that we didn't bring into this world, but we've impacted their lives. We made a difference in their lives. We've groomed them and nurtured them. Sometimes our own birth children feel like we might love them a little more than we, amen? Are loving on them, amen? 1 Timothy 3:2-5. Now the overseer, the father, is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Amen. I'm talking about my husband this morning. Not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle. Oh, yes, sir, that's elder. Not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Lord Jesus knows. He just lets it go, spends it. He don't know. Praise God. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him. And he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. It didn't say beat their brains out with a bat. Amen. It didn't say come on down with them. You know, he's talking about taking them out to the shed. Amen. Let me take you out to the outhouse. Take them out in the field. Amen. But it says he must manage his family well and see that his children obey him. God is talking to us this morning. God wants to manage us well, but God also wants us to what? Obey him. He's our father, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If you know of anything that God has done that does not deserve respect this morning, I want you to stand to your feet. Everything he's done, he is due the what? Respect. We may not always give it. I'm guilty. But he is due the respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? Amen. So those, especially in kingdom, fathers out there who are listening, you have to manage your household. You have to, once your household is in order, everything else will line up. Amen. Proverbs 44:1-4. We're almost done. Listen, my sons, and I'm going to say my daughters, but listen, my sons, to your father's instruction. Listen, pay attention and gain understanding. This is how fathers beget fathers, who beget good fathers, who beget great fathers. Come on. Listen to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I, God, give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I, too, was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me and said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. The righteous man, Proverbs 20:7 says, walks in his integrity. Look at that word integrity came up there. His children are blessed after him. I leave each of us this morning with integrity, truthfulness, honesty, being able to be trusted. We say we trust God. That says trust in God. But God needs to be able to trust us this morning. A happy father, a blessed life. If each of us can allow God to be able to trust us, come on. If God can trust us, we'll have a blessed life. If God can trust us, he'll provide more and more. God provides for us when he can't trust us. He says, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. He hadn't held, and he says, God says, I won't hold any good thing from you. Come on. Sometimes we get a little carried away with ourselves as children of God. We think that the father just has to do it. We take that parenting skill for granted sometimes. We think that, I read something yesterday, I think it said something to the effect of, if your parents have supported you past the age of 18, you ought to be mighty thankful. That thing is real, amen? That thing is real, amen? But let me tell you that, a happy father, God happy means a happy, blessed life. God happy means you can be contented with what you have, where you are. God happy means that you're doing what you're supposed to do. He's going to well exceed what he's supposed to do. God happy, amen, means that your life is covered, amen. God happy doesn't mean that his child might not go through something, but he'll be there to scoop that child up, to help that child fix it. Wash off that bruised knee, amen. Put a Band-Aid on it, amen. God happy, father happy, blessed life. If we make God happy, if we make sure we live every day, think about God. How many of us really think about God every day? How many of us think, oh, God, am I doing okay? God, am I all right? God, is this where you want me? God, is this what you want me to do? God, is this what you want me to have? How many of us really think about that thing? See, that's trusting the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's that piece that says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God, you want me to say that about that? Oh, no, you don't. Want me to say that right there? God, should I be in this situation? No, that's okay, God. God, I'm already in the situation. How do I get out? That's your father telling you, move, go. Your first man is your right mind, is your God mind. And when you don't listen to your father, your life is not necessarily blessed to a place where you are going to have peace. Amen? Happy father, blessed life. With blessed comes peace, comes love, comes joy, comes honor, comes integrity, comes love. Oh, my gosh. And how many times do we have to depend on his forgiveness? All of us, every day we sin, every day we need to ask forgiveness. Every day we need to work to make God happy. Not ourselves. If we work on making God happy, we won't even understand how we got what we got. We won't even understand why we know what we know. We won't even understand, oh, my children are different. Oh, my husband is a little different. My wife, oh, my gosh, what's going on? My mom is acting a little bit. Oh, gosh, if we really trust God, God will allow us to become trustworthy. When we become trustworthy, then that thing called integrity kicks in. Amen? Amen? So everything we do, Barbara Green used to sing, we need to do everything we do for Christ. Amen? Everything we do, we need to do for Christ. And if we're doing it for Christ, then every piece, other piece will fall in place. Come on, stand to your feet and give God a praise. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What song you had up, Elder? What song you had up? Amen? Thank you, Lord. Amen? Amen. You can't go out the door yet. Amen. I know you got to go, but you can't go.